There is a police car parked in the driveway of my house when Del Duque turns onto my street. The neighbors to the south of us moved out, and their place is in foreclosure. A sign on the dead front lawn says, bank owned. To the north are renters who I've only seen once, 7 months and 4 days ago, which was on the day that they arrived. I stare at the police car and wonder if someone broke into the vacant house. Didn't Mom say it was trouble to have an empty place in the neighborhood? But that wouldn't explain why the police are in our driveway. As we get closer, I can see that there are two officers in the patrol car, and from the way they're slouched, it seems like they've been there a while. I feel my whole body tense. In the front seat, Guang Ha says, "What are the cops doing in your driveway?" Mai's eyes dart from her brother back to me. The expression on her face now looks to be a question. I think she wonders if my dad steals things, or if I have a cousin who hits people. Maybe I come from a whole family of troublemakers. We don't know each other very well, so these would all be possibilities. I'm silent. I'm late coming home. Did my mom or my dad get so worried that they called the police? I left them messages. I told them that I was okay. I can't believe that they would do such a thing. Del Duque doesn't even have the car completely stopped before I open the door, which is, of course, dangerous. I get out and head toward my house, not even bothering with my red rolling luggage that's packed with my schoolwork. I've taken only 2 steps into the driveway before the door opens on the patrol car and a female officer appears. The woman has a thick ponytail of orange-colored hair. She doesn't say hello. She just lowers her sunglasses and says, "Do you know Roberta and James Chance?" I try to answer, but my voice won't come out any louder than a whisper. "Yes?" I want to add, "But it's Jimmy Chance. No one calls my dad James." But I can't. The officer fumbles with her sunglasses. Even though she's dressed the part, the woman seems to be losing all of her authority. She mumbles, "Okay, and you are..." I swallow, but my mouth is suddenly dry and I feel a lump form in my throat. "I'm their daughter." Del Duque is out of the car now, and he has my luggage with him as he starts across the sidewalk. Mai is right at his heels. Guang Ha stays put. The second officer, a younger man, then comes around and stands next to his partner. But neither of them speaks. Just silence. Horrible silence. And then the two police officers turn their attention to Del. They both look anxious. The female officer manages to say, "And where do you fit in?" Del clears his throat. He suddenly looks like he's sweating from every gland in his body. He's barely able to speak.
"I'm Del Duque. I work as a counselor for the school district. I see two of these kids for counseling. I'm just driving them home."
I can see that both officers are instantly relieved. The female officer begins nodding, showing support and almost enthusiasm as she says, "A counselor? So she heard?" I find enough of a voice to ask, "Heard what?" But neither of the police will look at me. They are all about Del now.
"Can we have a word with you, sir?"
I watch Del's sweaty, wet hand release from the black vinyl luggage handle, and he follows the officers as they move away from me, away from the patrol car and out to the still hot pavement of the street. Standing there, they huddle together with their backs turned so that as I watch, they look, lit by the low end-of-the-day sun, like an evil three-headed monster. And that's what they are, because their voices, while muffled, are still capable of being understood. I clearly hear 4 words. "There's been an accident." And after that, in whispers, comes the news that the two people I love most in the world are gone. forever. No. 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 I need to rewind. I want to go back. Will anyone go with me?